Hey, have you heard? Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, in this spot, this very spot, the Avenue Studios, beautiful downtown Milwaukee, just outside the Third Street Market Hall, a new co-host, Sandy Max, is going to join me, who's literally sitting right across from me, next to me,
yes,
in studio right now. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. This is a fun opportunity, and it's a serious opportunity. This is what I've done my whole career towards, to be in a position to have conversations that are fun, that are enlightening, that are hopefully connective. It might be interesting on top of it, but about everything. It's called WTMJ Now, N-O-W for a reason, News Opinions Wisconsin. And you and I have a great love for this state and the people in it and how we can make what we love even better.
When you first started talking, I said you had a lifelong desire to work with me.
Yes! Yes! Ever since I heard the name Steve Scafidi.
Yes, of course you said that. That's perfect.
But thank you also for being really open-minded and welcoming. You know, you're like, hey, pull up a chair. We're going to have fun. I don't have to talk to myself.
I spent...
And sometimes, you know, and when fans aren't shy and they participate in conversations with you, it's wonderful because that's how you get different perspectives and different experiences. But this will be more conversational and somebody keep you in check every now and then, Steve.
Yes, which a lot of people would argue is very, very necessary. So we had a lot of different conversations on today's program. We're talking about the Milwaukee Common Council decision, which is looming tomorrow night. Supposedly, they could defer for a day or two.
Oh, I didn't realize they could defer.
Oh, they could do whatever they want.
I think it's scheduled for 9.
It's scheduled, yes.
Tomorrow is when
they'll
vote, but you know, yeah.
And I said on the show, my show right today, and our show starting tomorrow, 9 o'clock, WTMJ Now. I've said that a billion times today.
Get in the rhythm.
That I think they're going to pass it. Now, I've talked to people
in the city.
In the city. I've talked to people in this building and say that's not going to happen. So it's a big decision.
Why do you think they're going to pass it?
I think they have to. The impact of not getting that sales tax on the future finances of the city, whether the comptroller, who's kind of the CFO for the city, or the leadership team, mayor, of course, has been a strong advocate for this, they would have to make some very tough decisions going forward on services. And as somebody who had to make some of those decisions based on the early days of Act 10 when I was mayor, those aren't easy decisions to make. People get really used to services. They like that quality of life. They want to experience their cities the way they want to, not how somebody dictates to them. So if they don't do this, it's going to be ugly. And you may see a city go bankrupt, which is not ever a good thing to have happen.
Good Lord. No, I don't. No one wants that to happen. No one really wants taxes to be raised either.
Of course. We all like low taxes.
But I've heard that the county tax, even though it's a public hearing tomorrow, it's not the vote tomorrow on the county tax, will probably get approved because David Crowley has relationships and that will probably go through. I've heard that the mayor has a little more challenging adversaries on the city council. So.
Yeah, if you heard the public commentary from the electeds, there's a lot of pushback. One of the aldermen, I forget which one, actually asked his constituents with a postcard. And he said it was about 50-50, which doesn't surprise me. That's probably good news, because it allows him to be pretty flexible in his decision-making. Well, it was 50-50. I took my gut reaction. I said yes to this to kind of move us forward. That's the great thing about this decision. Whatever you think about the city of Milwaukee, county of Milwaukee, and the state of Wisconsin, this is a launching point, a beginning to the next step, which is to make sure that Milwaukee thrives, grows its population. There were times when I drove past the population sign heading south, north on Howell Avenue by the airport, and it was 600 plus thousand. What is it now, 570 something?
Oh, I have to look.
That's not good.
I know what you, well, and the mayor wants to get to 1 million.
Yes.
That's one of his larger goals. I wish I knew the name of the alderman that you just mentioned, because I feel like by him reaching out to his constituents and actually asking and getting a loose poll kind of satisfies what the other half are saying, like, no, we want a referendum. So if it's looking like half and half, do we just turn to leaders to make that decision?
I think the answer is yes. And it's a brilliant play politically, because you asked your constituents, which trust
good
me,
communication and what you probably should do.
Yeah,
because you're representing
doesn't
them.
Happen a lot. All right, I'm gonna take a break. You're gonna stick around for one more second?
Sure.
All right, I want to talk about some fun stuff that we are going to start doing tomorrow. Just some
cartwheels?
General, we'll do some of that. circumstances will dictate whether I can do a cartwheel or not, but we'll find out.
Could make some good social video.
We were talking about alcohol before. Maybe that's
Yeah.
It seems like two things could happen. One, I could successfully pull it off, or two, I could hurt myself.
Let's get an old mattress just to have handy at the wayside.
Some cushioning. Is that what you're saying? Some cushioning yes. for the old man?
Well, just anyone.
My turn.
I wouldn't ask you to do anything I wouldn't do, so I think I would like the
Where
old
are you in the cartwheel business?
I'll
right?
try.
Oh, really? Interesting.
I'll try.
You're game, as they say.
I am.
All right, she's Sandy Max. I'm Steve. We'll take a break. We'll see what's coming up next. Beginning tomorrow at 9, WTMJ Now is the name, after this. Never Go Wrong with the Rolling Stones. Been doing it for, I don't know, 55 years or something.
Oh, it's more than that.
Is it more? Is it 60 now?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Mick Jagger is unstoppable.
He still moves like he used to.
Well, after having his heart surgery. Remember, it was like six weeks after heart surgery, the Rolling Stones had posted a video of him in the studio doing all the wiggle moves, and he was right back at it. And so, Keith Richards, if Mick Jagger's unstoppable, Keith...
In a different way, he's being allowed to live that long.
I'm convinced that Keith Richards will never die. He will just turn into like a pile of dust while on stage performing. His guitar will drop and he'll just
blow away. Actually, I've seen some interviews with Keith Richards. Kind of an interesting dude.
Keith is a very interesting man.
Yeah.
They've lived some life.
They have.
They've got some tales to tell.
They should have written so many books, and probably a lot of that stuff's
They wrote a lot
forgotten.
Of music. Keith Richards, I think, has a book.
Does he?
Uh-huh.
That voice you hear is Sandy Max. She will join me beginning tomorrow, WTMJ Now. News, opinion, that's not going to change. Wisconsin and beyond, because we go everywhere now with the stream and all that stuff. So I wanted to kind of spend a few minutes with you, unofficially, before we officially launch tomorrow, talking about what this show might be in a lot of cool ways. So I'm excited because I think you bring a lot of... Obviously, arts, because you're very involved in the arts community, Arts Page.
Mm-hmm, on Milwaukee PBS,
yes.
Yeah.
You love entertainment and culture stuff. So
creativity
yes.
of all kinds.
So that part intrigues me.
Oh, good.
Because that's not necessarily my forte. I kind of dip my toe in the water, but it's not where I excel.
Well,
you excel in those
Well,
areas.
Thank you. And you excel in the political side of things,
right.
And I look forward to... flexing that muscle again. When I graduated at Marquette University, I was a broadcasting and political science double major. But that was a while ago.
And we're going to have the president of Marquette on the show this week.
President Lovell, what a treasure.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah.
I talk to him about every 6 weeks or so. We'll continue those conversations. He always brings great guests. We're going to be talking about social media and all of that, and especially with adolescents and young people.
Things we didn't have to deal with when we were growing up.
Do you think it made our lives easier?
No. No,
no,
I don't think it made our lives easier. I think it's kept us connected in a thin thread way to people that is delusional.
Mm.
Like, I have family members who say, oh, good to talk to you, after they have texted me. It's like, no, you didn't talk to me. You just texted me a picture and every 3 months. Like, is that really staying in touch? It's nice to be on someone's mind. It's nice to have somebody tell you you're on their mind. But that's it. That's a very... on the surface level of connection.
Yeah.
So I think that's what social media is doing. And I think a lot of people are posting personal feelings on social media. So people will respond and you're watching conversations that really should be on a phone or together that you shouldn't be witnessing.
It's painful.
I shouldn't
it's
say
awkward
shouldn't
and
be witnessing, but
it's but why do they do it?
Better because
for attention.
For attention, sure.
I
and
just
validation.
Don't like it. I don't like it.
Not my favorite. It's
no.
not my favorite, but I do enjoy aspects. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy aspects of social media because, like you were saying, the arts and entertainment. I can get updates on bands who are touring or artists who are working together or some TV show that a bunch of other friends are enjoying that we're not hanging out at bars like we used to. And I'm not hearing word of mouth from them that I should be watching Ted Lasso or whatever it is.
Right. The other thing I love about social media, you can have direct contact with. Like celebrities, famous people.
Oh, Steve, I'm telling you.
It's nuts.
If we had had Twitter when I was a teenager and I thought I could.
Who would you have bombarded
oh,
with?
Oh, Duran Duran.
Yeah, you're really
Every
fixated
single
on
member of Duran
Simon
Duran.
Simon LeBone.
But I would have thought, like, if they had liked a tweet that I'd sent them, I would have been over the moon.
Right.
Speaking of deluded, you know, I would have thought, oh, there's a chance. There's a chance he would marry me. Yeah.
Well, you went all the way there.
Oh, I big
Who's the most famous person that's ever liked one of your tweets?
Sean Cassidy followed me, which
the
I was
singer,
quite,
the,
yes,
like a pop singer.
Yes, And Sean Cassidy was my very first crush at age 8 years old.
This one will surprise you. You know who mine is?
Who liked you?
Ricky Gervais.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one, isn't it?
He's a tough customer.
Yeah.
What did you tweet?
I complimented him about something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, easy one.
You weren't witty.
But, you know.
You were flattering.
Sally Field once.
Aww.
Because I tweet a lot. You know, I'm online personality of the year in Wisconsin's broadcasting.
No, I did not know
you,
that.
You didn't know that?
Did you get that award at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association?
Did.
And I missed it?
Yeah, you missed it completely.
Well, a belated congratulations.
Two-time winner, by the way.
So, well, congratulations. But this brings up a good point of you will hear my voice more from 9 till noon. Thank you very much for choosing to hang out with us. If you're one of those people who's like, I have no idea who this woman is, give me a chance. If you are a person who's like, I know who this woman is. Yeah, she could be kind of fun over a cup of coffee. Give us a chance because it is a chance for us to interact more with you. And there are certainly going to be regular things. Steve is going to continue to do his Twitter poll. I love the Political Power Hour on Fridays at 9, where it's adults who have differing opinions and differing points of view, but speaking to each other respectfully and, again, engaging and enlightening while we're learning about some of the deeper parts of politics.
Yeah, and you're going to bring some new segments as well, which we're working on.
I will, yes. Segments in progress.
Mm-hmm.
What other things are you making sure that we bring along? Virtual baseball, because yes. I know you like playing that.
I know we're going to do some version of That's What Steve Said, but with both of us.
Yes.
Because that's the great folks at Mind Chef Restaurant. We love those
and
guys.
And when Steve ruled the world, I don't know that I get to horn in on that. You just get to be emperor for the day.
That's going to take a hiatus till we figure that out. But we'll bring it back.
Don't think we're. What I really like is we really are a team at WTMJ, and it's almost. I was talking with Wisconsin's Afternoon News just in our planning meeting today. It's like going to a coffee shop, and your favorite baristas. They're like, we're just kind of moving positions around. So like, I'm still here. I'll sometimes pop in on the afternoon show.
Yeah, you're still going to be on that.
Share
once in
some
a while.
Stories on the afternoons. But we're all here, and we're all striving to share great stories with you and unique stories with you.
Who was it that said, this is old school Milwaukee radio, burnt toast and coffee time? Do you remember that?
No.
Somebody had that. One of our smart texters. Who said that? It was like their line.
I don't know.
Burnt toast and coffee time.
But I can make burnt toast.
Yeah, but I like my toast not burnt. And my pizza crust not burnt as well.
This is where you and I are very different. Honestly, how many thousands, truly, you've gotten at least 2,000 texts for sauce on the old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Text sauce, and you will get one of Steve Scafidi's family recipes. Now, I, on the other hand, I'm like, I should probably text that and see if I can try it. I am not great in the kitchen.
We can skill you because one of our great segments. Yeah, well, I'm not going to, but Chef Michael Fecker, who joins me every week.
Oh, from Il Mito.
He was on Friday.
Yeah.
Knocked out a salsa recipe, talked about a Mexican seasoning that was I never heard of that people loved.
Is it tahin?
Yes.
Love tahin.
Was not aware of that at all.
Oh, yeah. So I don't cook much, but I know that. You can sprinkle tahin on some chopped up veggies.
You will learn from him. I will learn.
We are all here to learn.
I will learn.
So it's good. But you are part of the show. When I say you, yes, I'm talking to you who's listening, because Steve and I have our thoughts and our opinions and our points of view and our special experiences, but you have your own experiences that can enlighten us or make us think of an angle on a subject, whether it's cooking or whether it's the sales tax or whatever it is. We value what you have to say and what you think. So don't ever be shy on the old National Bank talk and text line as we start WTMJ now, bright and early tomorrow morning at 9.
And you're a morning person.
I am. Well, when you look forward to what you're doing.
There you go.
And when it's summertime and not cold weather. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be in a rhythm by the time we get to the cold weather. But you know how that is when you've got a role or a job that you don't dread. And not everybody has that. So I'm grateful for that. So yeah, I'll be here bright and early.
We love what we do.
We do.
Join us tomorrow, 9 o'clock, launch of WTMJ Now News Opinion, Wisconsin and beyond. Sandy Max, yours truly. That all begins on tomorrow.